Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hyperconscious Podcast. Alan, what is Hyperconscious?
Once you understand why something is the way that it is, now you have the power to change it. Great conversations with great people and great questions are the keys to the kingdom of unlocking your consciousness.
Every single action that you do starts as a thought. When you control the way you think, you will control the way you act, and you will control the way you live. That is hyperconscious. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hyperconscious Podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. He was kind enough to join us on episode 144 and 135.
Folks, it has become Kevin and I's mission in life to help you realize that the life of your dreams is right on the other side of you becoming the greatest version of yourself. Let us help you do that.
I rarely do these things twice in such a short amount of time, but you guys impress me. I believe in people that provide value and of our service. You two guys are on your way to huge fulfillment, purpose, and profitability, and I look forward to helping you both.
We appreciate that more than you know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode where Alan and I were lucky enough to sit down with Joyce Strong. Today, we are going to do a 5-minute clinic on the word support.
Folks, so one of the things that I've realized as a fitness coach and a peak performance coach, one sec, I had to drop my coffee there, is that people don't ask for support and they don't feel as supported as I think is ideal. So I actually wrote down a bunch of questions for Kevin here and we're going to dive right into it.
Sure.
But first, real quick though, we have a lot of changes going on. So if you go to the hyperconsciouspodcast.com and click on the tab videos, all of the content that Kevin and I have been talking about in front of the whiteboard of the different courses that we've created are actually now available for you for free. All of them.
Yeah, the whole website is free. We want to add as much value as we can, as humanly possible. So everything is free and we just want to help you as much as we can. So scroll through those videos, find one that you think will help you. And every single time we finish one of those, we've finished recording those, we said like, wow, that if I saw that
right
4 years ago, that would have changed my life. So that's always our goal.
And let us know what you think of those. And also, if there's anyone out there that you think those courses will help, make sure you send them a link to it as well. The more people that come hyperconscious, the better. Okay, so some questions for Kevin in this 5-minute clinic on support. Okay, what is a time in your life when you wish you had asked for support and didn't?
Oh, shit.
And then how can we help the listeners avoid that mistake?
Okay, so I was going to say the first time when I was really depressed, when I was going through my bodybuilding prep, I didn't ask anybody for support because I assumed I was supposed to be suffering. Mm-hmm. And it was deeper than the actual bodybuilding. Like, I actually was depressed, and I didn't ask anybody. And I had plenty of people I could have asked, but I think I wanted to be tough. I think I wanted to say, like, oh, I can handle this by myself. You know, and I don't think I was ready to be vulnerable. It took me a while before I actually learned how important being vulnerable was.
On the Tori Aletto episode, you talked about how you wish you had gone to therapy earlier.
Yeah.
Can we go into that a little bit? Because that's support.
I was doing the job that I was doing before. We've talked about that many times. And I remember I was living in Boston with my girlfriend at the time, and we had two roommates, and it was miserable. I hated living there because I didn't feel like it was my home. Like, I didn't enjoy it at all. And I didn't like living in the city either. But I remember sitting upstairs on the bed, and that was the first time I ever thought about suicide. I remember thinking, like, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even know how to frame it for somebody who's never felt that way, but I just felt hopeless, and I felt like being gone would be easier. And then I ended up, my girlfriend at the time ended up realizing like something was wrong. Like, she wasn't home. I was home alone, but she could tell that I wasn't right. And she's the one who convinced me to go to therapy originally.
That's a really good point. So you weren't right and she could tell.
Yeah.
How do we know when someone in our life isn't right and how can we be there for them? Because there's someone that I care about deeply who recently said that she was in a rut. And I feel like, oh, wow, like I wish I could have noticed that in advance and then tried to be there, even if you were just listening or asking questions.
I think it's super hard because some people are really good at hiding it.
Right.
Some people are really good at hiding it. And the communication and the way you communicate it has to be very... It's such a balance, because we were talking about this the other day. If somebody's not ready to make a change, they're not going to be willing to listen to what you say. You could have the best thing in the world that you have fired up and you're ready to say. I have it queued up in my mind. I have the best motivational thing I could ever say to you. And if you're not ready to hear it,
right,
it's just going to be words. So if how can you notice? You can ask questions.
Right.
Number one, ask the question in the way that they have to admit the way that they're feeling.
Right.
Don't make it about you, make it about them. That's one way to do it.
What's an indicator of them being in that dark place? So let's say I was your friend at the time, which we weren't, but how would I know that you were down? Like, how did she know?
Honestly, you probably wouldn't.
Right. Because I don't know you well enough to know the difference.
You probably didn't know me. I lived with her. Like, she knew the way I was feeling. She knew when I wasn't myself. She knew when I was withdrawn and when I wasn't caring and I wasn't open and I wasn't communicating. Like, I think you'll know something is wrong, but you might just say, like, oh, they're in a bad mood, or you know, they had a bad day at work.
Maybe they're tired.
Support.
That's the reasons people give, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just tired or
support
whatever.
Means different things to different people. Like, right. Not everybody's going to need that level of support.
Right.
You know, like, sometimes I know the level of support you need. Sometimes you just need me to listen.
Mm.
And maybe throw a couple points in there, maybe. But
like
I think
the other night or the other morning.
Yeah, I think support is it depends on the person, it depends on the situation, it depends on where they are in their life, it depends on a lot of things.
So one of the questions that I wanted to ask Kevin was also, there are different versions of support. That's actually what you just said.
Yeah.
What are the versions? I think listening is one of them.
Yeah, I think so it depends, right? Not everybody wants to be coached. Most people don't want to be coached.
Right.
Unless you're paying me to coach you, I try not to coach you.
Mm.
I try to get you to ask questions that you never asked yourself before, because then you're coaching yourself. So it depends.
Questions is one of them.
Questions is good.
Listens.
Listening. Listening. Yeah. Sometimes it's not even listening. Sometimes it's just showing up.
Right. Just holding space.
Just if somebody reaches out to you, sometimes answering is support, because they didn't think they were going to get that.
Interesting.
Because, you know, when you feel alone, why do you feel alone? Because you feel like nobody understands you. You feel like there's nobody out there who will support you. And just answering a text message or answering a DM or sending a, hey, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you lately. Like, that's all support. Just knowing that there are people around you that care about you is also a level of support that I think it's underutilized, because we don't want to seem needy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was one of the things at the event. Neediness.
Yeah.
Was one of the five things that when you're in fear. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you know who to go to for support? So this is something that I'm really passionate about, because I think that a lot of the reasons why a lot of us don't succeed is that we take advice from people who maybe don't think the way we think, or have the vision that we have, or maybe have the understanding that we have, or maybe they don't know what we're going through because they've never gone through it. Or maybe they've never, I often say, like, don't take advice from someone whose micro isn't your desired macro. And that's just a crazy term for basically saying, if their day-to-day isn't the version of your life that you'd like to see, in other words, if they're not really happy, fulfilled, and successful, then you probably shouldn't go to them to figure out how to be successful, because they probably don't know. Now, there's obviously gray areas in this. So how do you know who to go to for support? Like, you went to a professional when you went to therapy.
Yeah.
That's someone who, it's their job. They've seen common patterns. They've helped people before. I think a lot of times we go to support, like, to people for support that don't have the expertise to really help.
It depends on what level of support you're going to. Like, if somebody reaches out to me and says, like, I've been thinking about hurting myself, I'm not the level of support you need.
Right.
You need a higher level, because that's not my specialty.
Mm.
Now, what I will tell you is, I think you should seek, I'll be there for you and I'll support you in the way I can, but I think you need a different level. So I think it depends on the severity of the support you need and in the specifics of it. If it's just somebody to talk to somebody that you trust, talk to somebody that you know you're not going to feel judgment from.
Right.
If you're looking for legitimate advice,
ooh, that's a version of support, not judging.
Oh, for sure.
That's huge. Just holding space,
yeah.
Listening,
yeah.
And not judging it. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Because listening is, it's called, I think, empathetic listening, which is putting yourself in their position and feeling the way they feel so that they don't feel alone, you know?
I was listening to a book, and we'll have to get off after this because it's already been 5 minutes probably.
Right.
But I don't remember what it was. Emotional intelligence, I think. I was listening to a Blinkist. And they basically said, like, your ability to understand somebody from an empathetic standpoint is the limit of your emotional intelligence.
Right.
You're only as good as you get to be like, okay, how's Alan feeling in this moment? That is the the speedometer of how well I'm able to communicate effectively and understand emotional intelligence with you.
We were talking about this in the kitchen like a couple days ago. What were we talking about? Because we had a breakthrough when you were talking about this Blinkist. Do you remember?
No, man. I'm cooked right now. I don't remember anything.
Okay. Being able to put yourself in the other person's shoes and like feel the way they're feeling. How do you describe that?
You got to ask questions. You know, like, I will never know how you're feeling unless I try to picture myself maybe in a similar time. And if you've never experienced a similar time, just imagine, like, it's important to imagine, okay, so say somebody's dog just died. I might not care about dogs. I do. I love animals. But say I don't care.
Right.
For cats. Say okay. Somebody said my cat just died. I've never had a cat. I don't want a cat. I don't really care.
Right.
But what does that cat mean to that person?
Though? Exactly, right.
That could
be a
family member.
And where have I lost something that exactly. I care about? And then how did that feel?
That could be a family member for that person. So what right. if I lost a family member?
Yeah.
This is the way I would feel. This is why I have to react the way I react.
Totally. Being there for someone, not judging it, listening, holding space, asking the right questions, and then, again, at some points, adding little tidbits of coaching or strategy.
Yeah.
But it's all got to be balanced based on the
circumstance. I think we could do a much longer episode on this. So if you guys resonate with this and this is something you want us to talk more about, because there's so many different sides of support. There's ways to reach for support. There's ways to provide support. So if this is something you want us to go deeper on, we could definitely do a scratching the surface episode on this as well. So speaking of support, Alan and I are, like he said, we're making some shifts. We're changing some things. So
oh, yeah.
We're not going to be focused on our morning minutes anymore. We are creating the Hyperconscious Nation, or Hyperconscious Nation. It's going to be a Facebook group. The emails were great, and we were getting good feedback from them, but the thing is, we can't communicate with you guys back and forth. Like, we can send you the emails,
right.
and we can't keep up with the emails that we're getting back. So we're going to do this Facebook group. We're going to make sure it stays top of mind.
Yep.
And one of the things that we're realizing is, for a lot of you guys want to grow your influence, and you want to help others, and this is the way that we can do it. It's no judgment. I want us all to use our lessons and our experiences to help others, and we want to help you become the most hyperconscious version of yourself, so we are going to do the Facebook group now.
When you've decided to come on this hyperconscious journey with us and be, you know, really obsessed with personal development and getting better and being the greatest version of yourself, one of the things that's most common in terms of a pain point is kind of feeling alone in that endeavor. Especially if you're new to hyperconsciousness and personal development, a lot of your surroundings and the environment that you've created up until that point is most likely not as into personal development as you are. So the Hyperconscious Nation is an effort for all of us to come together, ask ourselves the right questions. And again, if you need support, post in that group
right.
and then see people's responses. We want to create a community where you can connect with like-minded people and create your own dream team.
Yeah, so if you go to the website and you click Join Hyperconscious Nation, instead of going to the email, it'll actually take you to the Facebook group. That is our goal now. We really want to put our focuses in there because it's awesome hearing people say, like, oh, I can't wait to go to the event.
Right.
Because I know, I'm sure sometimes it seems like we're just on the other side of the microphone.
Yeah.
And I want to be a human. I want to be a person. And if we have a Facebook group and we can post videos in it all the time and we can, you know, connect directly with you guys, that is a dream come true for both Alan and myself. So if you click Join Hyperconscious Nation on our website, it'll take you to the Facebook group now. And I think we should probably go now.
Yeah, I think that's true. So we're going to be posting in the Facebook group. I hope to see you over there. And that is support.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for listening to another episode of the Hyperconscious Podcast.
Going hyperconscious will absolutely change your life, because if you understand why something is the way it is, now you have the power to change it. If you going hyperconscious with us has changed your life in any way, please share this episode with one of your friends, because the more people that go hyperconscious, the better this world's going to be for everybody.
And if you would kindly leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help us make more people hyperconscious, and we would be greatly appreciative.
Thank you.
Bye.